All right, everybody, we've got MEC right here. It's back from 5 years on the summit of Mauna Kea. We're going to now drop the shields and show you what's inside the most advanced camera on the planet, also the coldest camera on the planet by some metrics. So the coolest camera on the planet here is this interesting square Dewar. Most Dewars are not square. Most refrigerators like this have a vacuum shield that's round because it resists compression better. This one is square. It looks pretty cool. It's got this lightweighting honeycomb. So these are solid blocks of aluminum. So what we're going to do is we're going to crack it open. We'll drop the 300 Kelvin shield. We'll drop the 77K shield. We'll drop the 4 Kelvin shield. And then we will inspect the contents and make sure everything got back from Hawaii okay. All right, we should put on gloves.
I like it. Okay.
All right, so Nikki and Michael are gonna help. First thing we gotta do is crack the vacuum and let air into the fridge. You can hear the hissing.
It's a good vacuum if it's sustained this whole time.
Yeah, see, this is starting to fill up as the pressure comes in. Air is flowing in. So this vacuum has been maintained all the way back from Hawaii. So we are open.
How do we know when it's finished?
No more vacuum. It stops making noises. Okay, next thing we can... We could do this by hand, but it's a little safer to have the thing. So you want to crank that up to just under support?
Yes. Where?
Until you feel resistance. Okay, that's good. And now we can take off the screws here. So this, if you want to find another one, this is a 9/64. Okay, see, come apart. We got a gap in there.
Cool.
All right. Okay, so slowly lower it down.
Yeah.
And we will guide the Dewar down, making sure it comes.
It's lowered a little bit.
Yeah, it's not. We're still, you want to come up a little bit?
Yeah.
I think we're still stuck somewhere. Might have.
Yeah, there's something on this side. Like, this side went down, that side didn't go down.
Yeah, I can see here.
Oh, there's one right
slanted.
Here.
Ah, okay.
Yeah, there's a hidden
this
screw.
This is back up now, so it's okay.
Okay. Yeah.
There we go.
Usually we don't, when we often only take apart the fridge at the lower shield here, mm-hmm. but we want to get a full look at everything, so we're taking it fully apart here, which is a little bit more complicated because the screws are slightly.
Is there a risk of getting debris in there?
Yeah. All right, ready to lower?
Yep.
There we go.
How low you need it?
We'll go all the way down until it clears. So you can see here at the top, there's an O-ring and there's also this RF gasket. We've had some issues with this RF gasket material. See how there's some.
What does the RF gasket material do?
It's supposed to make a seal against electromagnetic radiation.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if it actually does what it's supposed to do right now.
I don't know what is happening.
Yeah, it's just not smooth.
It just does just that? Okay.
Yeah, it just does that. Put a little pressure on it as we come down and it'll stop doing that.
Okay.
Okay, see, that's where we gotta be careful of the windows. All right, that's good.
Okay, stop.
Yep, we can start.
Okay, so now we need a...
All right, so this is the 77K shield right here. It has this window. It's pretty exposed, so this is a little delicate here.
Should we cover it with something?
Yeah, we will get a little cover, to tape a cover onto it. We just don't want it to fall. Nikki, you wanna?
Yep.
So just start taking out all of the ones around the corner here.
And just the corners or the sides
all
as well?
The whole way around.
Okay.
I'll get a, here, Michael, you can use one.
Awesome. Wait, are these? Yeah, maybe let's put the other stuff.
Here, let's stick them in here.
Perfect, thank you. So this is the 77K shield?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you look here, there's, This is where all our microwave cables come in at the top here. Then, so they have SMA cables, and then it goes to these G3PO connectors. And then right here you have the flex cables attached here. Then there's a block that thermalizes it. So this is the beginning of our flex wiring up here. The rest of this wiring is all DC wiring for thermometry and hemp power supplies. That's coming in here. So the front of the fridge is pretty much where all of our systems go in.
Can you point again to where the G3PO is, the connector?
Right here. See this G3PO connector? Yeah. So these are all SMA. And so we went SMA to G3PO to make it easier. Not sure. We may just go everywhere at G3PO. We also have the heat switch here. This is the mechanical heat switch that's controlled by the motor through this rotary pass through.
There's screws on the back as well.
Yeah. There's three or four of them.
Thank you.
We wear the gloves because the oils from your hand interact with the shielding materials and cause it to get fingerprinted, which theoretically increases the emissivity, but really it just doesn't look very nice. So. Like to try to keep things clean. You can see some of the fingerprints.
Are we taking apart these on the bottom as well?
This whole thing should just drop off as one unit.
Okay.
Hopefully. Are all the screws out?
Yep.
All right, let's try to, here, put a little weight on it as it comes down, and then this should just pop off. Right. Now watch the front so that.
Yeah. Oh, it's weight. Wait.
It's okay.
It's not popping off.
Yeah, it's probably caught up on something. That's okay. You can try to move it around. Here, just hold the shield up, and I'm gonna. Sometimes it's not heavy, so you don't really even need this. And I'll try to see if I can figure it out. Okay, guys, let go.
Let go.
Yep. Let's see what it's held up on. We may have to. Okay, let's put a couple of screws back in.
Okay.
We're gonna have to. We'll take the shield off in two parts.
Okay.
So, if you just hold it back, push it back up again, and we'll just put a couple of screws in the side to hold it, and then we'll take off this bottom row because there's clearly something.
Are you holding it, Michael?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. I'm just gonna put a screw over here.
You got one in.
But it's so hard with these gloves.
That's why I get this. Smallest gloves I can get, because
you don't have any smalls.
Yeah.
You only have medium.
Oh, when you have extra large hands and shove them into medium gloves, oh, you're cockeyed a little bit. Okay, that's good.
Thank you.
All right, so now let's take off this layer of screws here.
There's no screw in this side.
Yeah, you
that's okay.
Put a couple
okay.
More
you
in.
Can put one more in, but it doesn't really matter. This thing weighs almost nothing.
If it's fine, then it's fine.
Okay.
I'll pull it in.
Yeah, it's fine.
It just doesn't weigh very much, so you don't have to worry too much.
Oh, yeah.
All right. So let's take off, let's take this screw, the screws off here.
On the bottom?
Yep.
Alrighty.
Just this top layer or both?
Just the bottom.
Just the bottom layer.
Oh, that is a good question. I don't know what the...
Let's take off just the bottom one for now.
Okay.
Alright. Hold on. Slipped a little bit. Okay.
Okay, let it go. I got it. Alright, so there is the can. You can see the optic right here. And let's see if we can figure out why this was having a hard time coming off.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, looks like it's just with put on here.
Yeah, it's just like a tight fit, maybe. Okay, well, we can take it. Let's take off the inner shield, and then maybe probably dropping that one will be easier.
All right, should we put something below this?
The screws extend beyond the edge of the inner rib. Maybe.
All right, so let's take off these just the screws at the top up here. This is the 4 Kelvin shield, and here's the final, this is the 4 Kelvin window. This is a 20 millimeter thick piece of BK7 glass with a multi-layer coating that blocks wavelengths that we don't want, most notably the thermal infrared.
And for the YouTube audience, why do we have these intermediate stages instead of going straight to 100 millikelvin?
So everything radiates black body radiation. So it's when you have something hot at 277 Kelvin, it's actually putting out a lot of power, and that'll heat up the inner stages. So by having these metal stages, we can reflect that light and block the high temperature black body radiation from warming up the colder stages. So you can think about it a little bit like a thermos bottle. We have these insulated stages that are trying to keep the heat out.
Well, there's also stages of cooling.
There's
pulse
this mechanical,
tube cooling, and then there's the ADR.
Right, so this mechanical cooler up top is a pulse tube cooler, and it has two stages. One stage gets to about 50 Kelvin, one stage gets to about 4 Kelvin. So this 77 or 50K stage, depending what we call it, is the first heat intercept of the where we dump a lot of power. We have a lot of cooling power at 50 Kelvin.
Oh,
we don't have much at 4 Kelvin.
There's still one more screw.
Which is why we use this multi-stage system.
Okay.
Alrighty.
All right.
Okay.
Ooh.
All right. You take this. You can see this one. We have the window. See, the inside's painted black to reduce the amount of light that bounces around it. Nice. This is aluminum, nickel-plated aluminum with the window in it. All right, and so that leaves this. Let's try to take this one off now. Hopefully, we can just take off the those couple bolts and then have it just drop down. I'll hold it. You guys do the bolts.
That's right.
I guess these are screws, not bolts. So we have, there's a lot of stuff in here. So if we go start up here with the SMA cables, those go down in these SMA to G3PO connectors and go to these flax cables. These are strip line connectors. So they're a flexible cable made out of copper, a dielectric, a thin copper layer, another dielectric, and another layer of copper, which forms a transmission line.
Are those
and
the ones that Jenny made?
No, these are commercially made using 1/4 ounce inch copper. Those bring the signals down here to the colder stages of the fridge. So this is all room temperature. This is 50 Kelvin right here. And then you see this break between these two here? This whole stage is 4 Kelvin. So everything attached to this is 4 Kelvin. So this is 77 and this is 4. So this is the big thermal break in our system. This block here, these are our hemp amplifiers. So this is the amplifiers that bring it up. Then everything below this is to get you below 4 Kelvin. So this thing right here, this is the adiabatic demagnetization refrigerator. So this is a magnetic cooler. In here is a 4 Tesla superconducting magnet with these salt pills. And this is the heat switch right here. By manipulating the salt pills and the heat switch, we can drop things to about 100 millikelvin. And you'll see this black thing is the magnetic shield. In that magnetic shield, the mech array lives, and it's at 100 millikelvin. You can see these little clamps that bring the cold temperatures down to just the fridge, just the device itself. So what we're gonna do in this upgrade is we're gonna basically add an entire another 12-inch section to this. So we're gonna take everything you see here and drop it 1 foot lower, and then put in an intermediate section where we're gonna have these new amplifiers. So it's a pretty major surgery. We're gonna be adding something called a helium 3 refrigerator, and then adding these parametric amplifiers that are gonna lower our noise.
Where is the helium 3 fridge going to be in the schematic?
The helium 3 fridge is gonna, it's gonna sit like right here, kinda. Okay. And then the power amps are gonna kinda sit like right here.
So everything's at this sub 1K stage.
Well, the helium 3 fridge will be anchored to 4 Kelvin.
Okay.
And the power amps will be anchored to the helium 3, which will be 300 millikelvin. So I have a CAD model that I can show, it makes it easier. But if you look down here, once you get past these four, the hemps, these are the flax cables. This is what Jenny developed with Maybell and us. So these flax cables are what brings the signal. And if you look down right in the center, you can see the array at the intermediate. So it's a pretty complex stage. I think the good news is that we managed to get through shipping without, I don't see any obvious damage.
Yeah, is there anything you think is out of place? I think it looks okay, but.
No, it looks okay, yeah. It shockingly survived shipping.
Why does this cryostat model have this black shielding, whereas, for example, this one does not? Is that just because we haven't added anything yet?
Yeah, this is, we knew what we were doing. When we built this one, we, you know, specified things like the black, and we built everything. This cryostat came with about up to here and this. Everything down here we built and added as part of mech and the mech wiring. So there's a lot of customization that goes into this sort of base level cryostat. There's also some other interesting parts that are a little harder to see. Maybe we can take this camera for a trip. But if you go over here, you can see we've got, so here's the G3PO connectors. Here's the flexible cables. Here's the 4 Kelvin amplifier block. Here's our flax cables. And you can even see inside the array at the in the center here. There's also, these are high temperature superconductor leads right here. These are these bring the 10 amps that the magnet needs in without generating any heat. You can see on the back here, these are thermal straps that connect everything to the pulse tube for good thermalization. See these huge beefy copper straps. This lets air come out, but but doesn't let light in. So this basically lets us pump the system.
Probably 20.
Yeah. Same amount of feet. No.
Yeah. This magnetic shield is critical. The real innovations here are, you know, besides the M-Kit array, are this being able to do all this flex cabling and having these wire blocks and this flax cable. These are pretty unique. So we're gonna have to continue as we go. We got a lot more interesting stuff to add in the upgrade. All right, so we've got a lot of work to do in the upgrade. Thanks for joining us. We will be continuing to upgrade the fridge and bring you along on the process of making Mech Prime the most powerful exoplanet instrument in the world. So like and subscribe, and we'll see you back at the channel.